It's no secret, with so many baby boomers in their mid-50s, our population is aging. But there's a common myth that most elderly people will end up in old age homes or retirement communities. The truth is, only 11% of the elderly will. That's because most elderly Americans don't want to move elsewhere. And the 2000 census has revealed an interesting trend. In many communities, elderly people are living in buildings and neighborhoods where people over 60 are a majority. They didn't move there. These places just came to be. And the term for them, NORCs, naturally occurring retirement communities. Many say it's the wave of the future. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Here in New York City, you can look at census tracts and see areas in each borough where the elderly population is huge. Freda Vladek, director of the Aging in Place Initiative at the United Hospital Fund in New York City, says the term NORC originated in the 1980s when a professor of architecture noticed a building where the balance of old to young was really skewed.
And so he coined the phrase NORC, which stands for Naturally Occurring Retirement Communities, because he said it's not something that's built for seniors, it has evolved. This is what seniors have chosen, they've chosen to remain, and so it is a natural process.
Vladek says NORCs can be multi-million dollar co-ops, and they can be subsidized housing projects in a ghetto. Officially, the definition of a NORC is a building or neighborhood where the elderly population is more than 50%. But take the Lincoln Square Neighborhood Center. It's a settlement house founded in 1949 to provide services for the people who live in the Amsterdam houses. These are 13 public buildings, projects really, in Manhattan, right next to Lincoln Center. Seniors may not be a majority here, but there are 804 of them. Vladek says if a building or community has a large enough number of elderly people, percentages don't matter. It's a NORC. The population is largely African American and Latino and poor. While a number of hospitals are literally blocks away from these buildings, most of these people had no health care. Dolores Ben is a community health nurse at nearby St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital who came to provide services.
It was, oh my goodness, it's as though you opened Pandora's box and you just jumped in, not expecting to find the amount of illnesses that were here. We had people whose doctors had died 15 years ago, and because their doctor had died, they stopped seeking health care, and they sat there with nothing.
The idea behind NORCs is simple. Bring the services to the people instead of insisting they go elsewhere for them. NORCs have developed in different ways in different areas of the country. Sometimes city or state or federal agencies provide funding. At other times, more informal partnerships between health providers, housing agencies, and social service providers bring services to an area. This might mean bringing in nurses, social workers, home care helpers, wellness workshops, diabetes clinics, weight loss programs. And advocates say it's very cost-effective. Freda Vladek has been working on NORCs in New York City since 1986. But her real victory came in 1999 when the New York City Council allocated $4 million toward NORC supportive services. Here at Lincoln Square Neighborhood Center, beside having health services, there are yoga and exercise classes.
Good, yes. 7, 8. Slowly over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
At a hot lunch that is provided for seniors several times a week, Muriel Cartier, who is 75, starts joking when I try to interview her.
I'm not a senior citizen. I'm a MRP, a matured retired person. I'm only a senior citizen on Tuesday when the stores give discounts and when I go to the movie.
But many in the lunchroom have a lot to say about the new services. Winona Chin is originally from Jamaica, weakened by a stroke. She says the walking program has brought great changes to her life.
Oh, yes, it make you walk a little, learn to walk a little further because I couldn't get out of bed. I was in bed for 3 years.
You were in bed for 3 years?
Not lay in bed down, but I couldn't walk for 3 years. But now I can walk without a stick. I walk 11 blocks.
One of the most successful programs has been aquatic exercise at a local pool. Several of the elderly residents had never been in a pool before. Community health nurse Dolores Ben is always with them.
And you would be amazed at seniors who walk with a cane and can hardly straighten up. They become so buoyant in the water, and they exercise up a storm.
Dolores Ben tells stories of women who sat fearfully at the edge of the pool for 6 weeks. Now it's hard to get them out of the water.
We have had seniors make comments like, I've been waiting for something like this all my life. Where have you guys been? You know, this is so refreshing. I've increased my mobility. I'm able to lift my leg and walk the stairs where I could not have done that before.
It's hard to believe the change here, says Joanne Rico, the administrative director for the NORC project at Lincoln Square Center. When nurses and doctors first came to examine the residents, they had to take several people to the hospital that day for fear that they were about to go into a diabetic coma. At the beginning, working with the NORC program went from crisis to crisis.
And I don't know if I knew that it was going to be this intensive. I don't know if I really would have gone through with it because I almost lost my hair in this whole process. But it has really been fabulous. It has been a tremendous lifesaver to the seniors in this community. And I tell you without a doubt that several people would have died without this NORC program being in place in the last 2 years. Several people.
Fred Avladek of the United Hospital Fund says there are probably 350,000 seniors living in NORCs in New York City and not knowing it. But Vladek believes setting up these NORC programs is only the tip of the iceberg. She believes all the systems that this country put in place to deal with the elderly were created in a different era for a different kind of senior.
Now they're living into their 90s, their 100s, and we don't have a system really to address that except when their needs are so intense that we can put in the home care and keep them locked behind their front doors. The biggest challenge is how do we keep seniors engaged in life and meaningful and purposeful activity as their physical capabilities change. And we don't have policies to do that.
That's the national discussion that has to take place, she says. If in just about 25 years the country will have 70 million elderly people, it's not enough to say how many home care hours will be provided or how many meals will be served. This is an issue about community, Vladek insists, and only in communities will it be possible for people living into their 90s and 100s to live healthier, more fulfilled lives. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.